In the opening scene of a new documentary, we see Dr. Naina Patel in India perform a cesarean delivery, and just moments after the baby emerges, one of her assistants answers a cell phone and holds it up to the doctor's ear.
Hello? Yes, I'm so sorry, doctor, but you know, it's not an easy procedure. It's a very complicated procedure, surrogacy, and they should understand all the implications before they go into it. Yeah? So the husband and wife themselves should come, understand the whole procedure, and then decide whether they would want to go for it or not, okay? That when they come personally, we can discuss, okay? Okay, welcome, bye-bye. No, most welcome, bye-bye.
As Dr. Patel finishes up the operation on one surrogate mother, she arranges the appointment to interview another who may be interested in renting her womb for 9 months. We later tour her clinic, where one woman is pregnant with the baby of a couple from Chicago, another from Dubai, another from England, and we learn how all of this is orchestrated on the internet and facilitated by FedEx. The film is called Google Baby. It premieres tomorrow night on HBO2. Its director joins us in just a moment. If you're involved in the surrogacy business, we'd like to hear from you. Doctors, donors, parents, clinicians, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Zippy Brand Frank joins us now from our bureau in New York. Her film, again, is Google Baby. And thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And the astonishing thing about one of the many astonishing things about your picture, in that scene, we can hear the scissors, the suit. They're still working on this woman as they're arranging the next appointment.
Yes. I mean, on the one hand, they do have, you know, the operation going on. On the other hand, you know, there are lots of clients who are calling right now. India has become world's number one capital for surrogacy. I mean, everybody from outside of the country who wants to find some cheaper solutions for surrogacy goes to India. So there are a lot of telephones.
And essentially, your film follows a young man from Israel who has been, he and his partner have adopted gotten a surrogate baby themselves from the United States. And he says in the end, it ended up costing him $140,000. And he thinks, wait a minute, everything else is being outsourced to India. Why not this?
Exactly. That's exactly his startup. I mean, he did it. He did his first baby through He paid $140,000, and he decided he's gonna find the cheapest way to do the other babies. And now his business is really growing rapidly, I would say. And it costs, if you go to India and you still want to have a Western egg donor, but you can, you can compromise for an Indian surrogate mother, so you'll pay only $40,000, and that's the maximum you can get your baby.
And here is one of the ways people find out about this process. It's an ad, essentially, narrated by Dr. Patel about the surrogate mothers who are available.
I'm Dr. Naina Patel, and I'm practicing in vitro fertilization in Anand in Gujarat, India. And of late, I've started practicing surrogacy. And these are few of my surrogates who work with me. All of my surrogates are very humble, simple, nice females. And they are very committed, they are very dedicated, they are very religious, and they want to do their job in a very dedicated manner. These surrogates, I insist, and they always deliver under my care and supervision. And this, as a clinic, we try to supervise as a whole procedure.
And you show us this clinic, Zippy Brand Frank, and it looks very nice, very clean, very modern. And we meet several of these women, many of whom live at the clinic, hiding essentially from friends and family.
Exactly.
Because they're feared of being portrayed as prostitutes.
Right. Actually, those women who decide to go for surrogacy, they come to live in the clinic of Dr. Patel, or either in the clinic or she has some hostel who are serving these women, and they don't tell their families, they don't tell their villages, they just go, they tell them they're going for a caregiver position abroad or something like that, and they go and stay there for a year or more than that. But these clinics are in a very good condition, I would say, in a very Western standards. The surrogates are being treated over there, and they get good nutrition and vitamins and whatever is needed for their whole pregnancy period.
And we meet one family in particular who's interested in surrogacy to earn the money, not only to educate their son, they want him to be an officer in the Indian Army, but also to build a house. And interestingly, that is the same motivation for the woman from whom they get the eggs in this. And she is from Tennessee, and we also meet her online.
My name is Catherine Gallion. I'm 28 years old, and I work through Egg Donation Incorporated, donating my eggs to couples that are not able to produce healthy children with the mother's eggs. I'm about 5'10", I weigh 130 pounds, I have brown hair, green eyes, I'm tall and fairly athletic.
And she has donated eggs once, and we see her go through the process of donating them again, indeed injecting herself with the fertility drugs, at which moment she tells us, yes, essentially I'm being treated like a robot.
Yes, in terms of, you know, when you take fertility drugs for the IVF treatment, is the doctors are, you know, even if you're a customer yourself, the doctors are taking care of everything. I mean, they want to do it in the same or the exact days in which you have the most or the highest numbers of eggs. So that's the reason why she says I'm being treated like a robot. But it's also for an infertile woman who's going through the same procedures. Mm-hmm. But what is amazing about it, I'm not sure whether you're familiar or not, that just if you go right now online, you Google up for an egg donor or something, most women right now are choosing to be with open ID, even for sperm donor. It's no more anonymous sperm donors. I mean, you can find people online just, you know, with their face, with their ID, with their bio, with whatever is related to them, and they're offering their eggs and sperm. And for surrogacy, I mean, you have Dr. Patel was the first one, which I filmed 3 years ago. She had like 70 surrogates. Right now, she is having like more than 300 surrogates. And there are many other Indian doctors that are actually starting to offer the same business. So it's a really growing business right now. And what I wanted to do in Google Baby, just to provide a glimpse to what I believe is going to be like a big issue in humanity in the very near future.
Because none of this seems to be supervised by anybody. There are, you mentioned at one point in the film that parts of this are illegal in Israel, but reaping the benefits of this, if it's done in India, no problem.
Exactly, and that's Duran's, the entrepreneur's idea. What is forbidden in one country can be done in another country, and it's no more just an issue of countries. I mean, we're in a global economy, global market, and you know, you can find your solution anywhere else for even for cheaper prices, and that's globalization.
800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Mark's on the line, calling from Los Gatos in California.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's interesting listening to this program. I'm currently going through this procedure myself. I have a child due in late October. I went to India, met with Dr. Patel. She's a very nice lady. She does a very, very good job. She's got a lot of press in the United States because she was on Oprah, and that's primarily where she gets a lot. And she runs a small, very, very specific clinic there. But I would have to disagree with some of the comments. I mean, the clinics over there are not Western, and they're not, you know, spick and span and clean. I mean, they're very good and they're perfectly competent, but from an American perspective, you'd be surprised. My egg donor came from Egg Donation Inc. as well in Los Angeles. I had to pay for her to go to India. I have a good relationship with her. She had to change before she had her procedures in a broom closet. So this was, you know, so it's. I'm not putting it down. I think it's great. I think it's a fantastic process. I wouldn't be able to be where I am today. My wife is a little older, and as a consequence, couldn't produce any viable eggs. So that's why we went through this process.
But if not up to the highest Western standards, good enough for your baby?
Say again? Well, no. The options are that you want to do it in America, you're going to pay $20,000 to a surrogate agency, $30,000 to a surrogate, $10,000 or $15,000 to an egg donation donor, $5,000 to the Egg Donation Inc., and then you're talking about another $20,000 or $30,000 for medical and legal costs. You're into it for over $100,000. You go to India, and as the young lady on your show has said, you're into it for no more than $25,000. So. And it's the only option, but there are some other things. I mean, being an American, I know I don't sound it, but I am, you have the best advantages. You can father children all over the world, and you can all of those children can be Americans. That is not the case in almost any other country. In England, the birth mother is considered the mother of the child, and therefore English people who don't have an American passport have to go through a legal adoption process in order to get their own genetic children. The British government government doesn't look at the genetics of the child, just looks at the birth mother. So there's a lot of complications. And the Germans are even worse. There's families over there with children that have lived there for 2 years because they just can't get a German passport for them. So,
and Mark, the egg was donated by another woman. Is the sperm yours?
Yes.
Okay. I was just trying to clarify.
And even in the United States, there's some issues. There's a story of a lady who wanted a child, and I don't want to go on about this anymore too much, but she had no genetic connection with the child. And then when the child, this is surrogacy in the United States, and it became some big legal process. So as long as you have genetic connection to the child and one of the parents is American, you're fine. And but it's a great system. And you know, the benefits to the surrogate over there are unbelievable. $5,000 to a surrogate over there changes their lives. The husband can buy a rickshaw. And there's another thing I'd have to contest. Somebody said, they don't all go into hiding. I mean, the surrogates do this openly in many cases with the consent of their husbands, who also have to sign documents.
Their husbands, that's made clear in the film. It's just that some of their villages are not informed. Indeed, sometimes their families are not informed. But, Mark, thanks very much for the phone call, and good luck to you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Appreciate it. We're talking with Zippy Brand Frank about her new documentary, Google Baby. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I wondered, Zippy Brand Frank, if you wanted to respond to some of that.
No, you know, regarding the standards, I just think it's okay. I mean, the Western standards, she really takes care of them. I also wanted to comment that, you know, it's from the very beginning when I started the research, I thought I was completely convinced that it's exploitation of women. And, you know, when you're looking at it from abroad or from telephone conversation, it seems to me the worst thing a woman can go through. But when I went there and I spent like three trips to India with Dr. Patel, and I learned her, you know, and I was very much intrigued by her feminist agenda behind it. And also the surrogate mothers, you know, you might say these are only $5,000 or $6,000 US dollar that she gets. But actually for those women, it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And also for them, it's a big decision in which they're doing it against their, you know, against their families or their big families. They just go and decide, okay, that's our last solution to improve our family life, to give education to our kids or to build a house or something like that. And it's important enough for us in order to do that, even though it's a social taboo. So, you know, we have to look at things from both perspectives. What might seem for us from, you know, being away as a very hard thing to do, it might be for them as sort of a salvation as well for some couples.
And I have to say, in the film, we see the pain of these mothers separating from the newborns. We see people all along every stage of this process questioning their ethics at one point or another.
Yes, there's a huge ethic question regarding everything, regarding all this industry which is going on. And that was my reasoning behind the film. I mean, it's the mothers questioning themselves. I'm not sure that the Indian women are really much connected to the babies. I mean, of course, when you're, and I myself had two babies, like I know what pregnancy looks like. So it's not easy to detach, but, you know, they are very much from the very beginning knowing that they're just going to give it away. So it might be also the pains of the C-section, but it's not only the detaching thing. But
well, let's see if we get one more caller in. This is Katie. Katie with us from Akron.
Hi, yes. I'm an American gestational surrogate. I've carried twins for a male couple, and I'm currently in the middle of completing my second surrogacy. And I know here in the United States, the surrogates are required to go through legal and medical and financial screening to make sure that, you know, that they understand the process, that they're a good candidate. And I guess I have a lot of concerns about surrogacy in India. You know, I think the intended parent...
Could you speak more directly into the phone, please, Katie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think the intended parents of the baby that is going to be born, I think they, you know, I think they have an ethical and moral responsibility to make sure that that their surrogate who's carrying their child is not coming to surrogacy in any sort of financial duress at the expense of their own children and families. And I'm just not sure how exactly that can happen in India.
We're still having trouble with your phone, Katie, but thank you very much for the call, and good luck to you. We appreciate the phone call. But I wonder if Zippy Brand Frank would like to address that.
Yes, it's not the same. I mean, it's not that they have a lot of psychological background checks and, you know, and all this. And there's no really connection between couples and their surrogate mother. I know that there have been several couples that really wanted to have the connection but with the Indian surrogate mother, but the cultural gap is really big. I mean, it's hard even to speak. So it's not that the couples I know that American surrogates really have, from some of the research which I've done, they have a very close relationship with some of the couples and everything. It doesn't exist with the Indian. We shouldn't think it exists. You know, it's a pure business, I would say, like couples, at least through the run, through the entrepreneur things that's going on.
And $5,000 or $6,000 is a lot of money, but there's no question these families are under financial distress. They're trying to buy a house.
What?
The Indian women, they're clearly, if her Katie's question was, are they under financial distress, the answer is yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Of course, they have nothing. It's not only trying to buy a house. They live in the street. I mean, these are very rural women that are doing it.
Finally, this email question from Dave in Wisconsin. How is this not baby buying?
How is this not baby buying?
Or is this baby buying, in other words?
I mean, yeah, you're unfortunate. You cannot do the baby, you know, in the natural way. So you have to buy you have to buy a sperm, you have to buy an egg, and you have to buy a surrogate service. But you can also look at it in this way, yes. Mm.
Zippy Brand-Frank, thank you very much, and good luck with the film.
Thank you very much.
Zippy Brand-Frank is director of the documentary Google Baby. It debuts tomorrow night on HBO 2. A special Granite State edition of the Political Junkie tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. We're packing Ken Rudin up and heading for New Hampshire. We'll hope you join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.